Moncrief on News Talk.
A waterspout may have sunk a luxury yacht following storms that have swept through Italy in recent days. But for most people, this may have been the first time that they've ever heard of waterspouts. Carl Nolan is an award-winning climate scientist at UCC and the founder of Ireland's Weather Channel. And he joins me on the line now. Carl, good afternoon to you.
A very good afternoon, Mairead.
So, Carl, first off, what is a waterspout? And I'm a bit embarrassed to say, up until yesterday, myself, I'd never heard of them before.
I suppose in the context of Irish meteorology, it's not something that we come across quite a lot. So within the, I suppose, popular context, it's not something that we'd be very familiar with. In saying that, there is a brilliant book that's been published by John Turrell, which focuses on tornadoes and waterspouts in Ireland. And they're actually surprisingly more common than you would think. There was one reported just off Dunleary, actually, towards the end of May this year. So we do get them in Ireland, but going back to actually what is a waterspout. A waterspout essentially is, it's very much in the same family as tornadoes. They form in a similar manner, generally speaking, at the bottom of thunderstorms, which have a rotation within them. And then what we see is we see this column of air extending down towards the ground, initially a funnel cloud, and then eventually if it makes contact with the ground, it becomes a tornado. But in this case, if it forms over the sea or over any kind of water body, at that point, then it becomes a waterspout as it forms with a mixture of water and then obviously the air column itself.
Okay. And are they deemed dangerous? Well, you know, before yesterday, were they deemed dangerous before then?
They certainly are dangerous. They certainly are for, I suppose, predominantly speaking, when we encounter waterspouts, either they typically kind of develop over the sea itself, and then sometimes they can come on shore. We've seen videos in terms of, I suppose, if you're interested within this particular field, you kind of see them coming on shore and whipping up maybe some kind of beach brollies and flying them around the place. They're generally not quite as intense as regular tornadoes. So wind speeds at their highest, they typically only come in around about 100 kilometers an hour, maybe just a little bit over, which is still quite powerful winds. Mm. But particularly for boats and small boats, that yachts, for example, which obviously is in relation to the kind of situation that happened off Sicily, is that because they're such a small feature and the winds rotate so rapidly around them, the fact that we see a change in wind direction quite rapidly, it means it can rock about a boat quite rapidly. And in that case, it can lead to capsizing, which we believe is what happens in the case of the super yacht just off the coast of Sicily.
Yeah. Are there certain types or certain areas of the world where they are more common?
I suppose the first condition that we need to see waterspouts, they typically occur beneath thunderstorms. So we're looking for areas of the world where we typically have a greater occurrence of thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms at that. Now, looking at the one that just happened, I suppose, over the past couple of days off the coast of Sicily, the Mediterranean traditionally is a hotbed for waterspouts. And one of the reasons behind that is because it's an area that we see quite a lot of thunderstorm activity in. And over the past number of days, there was a system that moved out of the Iberian Peninsula originally. There was reports and obviously videos of coming in quite a lot of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Balearic Islands, later on into parts of Corsica and Sardinia. And that same system then made its way across waters that are 2 to 3 degrees Celsius above the long-term averages within the region of Sicily at the moment. So these thunderstorms powered by very warm sea surface temperatures at the moment did lead to an increased risk of this particular event occurring. And subsequently, we saw the development then of that waterspout.
So I'm presuming that storm was forecast, but is a waterspout easy to predict?
It's not easy to predict. So when we're looking to forecast such kind of conditions, you're initially forecasting for, let's say, the thunderstorm event itself. So there would have been a knowledge in the area that there was likely to be some severe weather in the shape of thunderstorms. To delve down a little bit deeper into that then and assess if there was a risk of a waterspout or tornadoes in the area, you need to be able to first determine, is the kind of prerequisite conditions necessary there for these developments? So that is that we see a change of wind direction across different layers within those thunderstorms. And that leads to the initial vorticity, the spinning nature of the funnel cloud as it descends down. And then, of course, you're also looking to see, is there a situation whereby we do have these severe thunderstorms in the first place that can have the power to generate these particular systems? And I suppose in both circumstances, those conditions were prevalent within the area. given that they're so sporadic, it's very difficult to actually pin down and say, yes, we have a high likelihood of seeing a particular waterspout in a given area. But certainly the thunderstorm that brought this particular event would have been forecast at the time.
Okay, so now I'd say things will change from here on in. In the kind of luxury yacht holidays, they might pay more attention to this type of thing now. Are they becoming more common due to climate change?
Well, I suppose, look, if we take the example of this most recent case whereby the sea surface temperatures within the Mediterranean, quite generally across the Mediterranean at the moment, are 2 to 3 degrees Celsius above average. So we are seeing an increase in the frequency of severe thunderstorms within this particular region of the world. And as such, then, where we see these thunderstorms increasing in their frequency and severity, that also does mean that we are seeing an increase in terms of the amount of water spouts. It's also, I suppose, important to remember that typically the water spouts, they go a little bit kind of under the radar in terms of our knowledge and awareness of them. We certainly think more of the kind of tornadoes that we see forming. And I suppose a lot of that is down to the fact that it occurs oversea as opposed to over land, where we've just a lot more people kind of taking note of it. But even in the past, I suppose, decade or so, with the advent of camera phones, with the advent of social media, we are seeing a lot more examples, I suppose, been documented. But overall, certainly in a meteorological sense, we can say that there is an increase in the frequency of these particular water spouts, and certainly a large degree of that is due to kind of warming temperatures that we're seeing and the increase in severity of thunderstorms in the regions like the Mediterranean.
It's an awful tragedy and an ongoing story. Cathal Nolan, a climate scientist at UCC and founder of Ireland's Weather Channel, thanks so much for that. I wish you had been my geography teacher, because I definitely would have taken it for my leaving cert. Thank you so much for that, Cathal.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.